For millions of people in Central Africa, yesterday was not just May 25th, it was Christmas. Followers of the Church of Jesus Christ on Earth believe that Jesus was born in May, not December. The church was founded in 1921 by Simon Kimbangu in what was then Belgian Congo. Its black liberation ideology drew the ire of colonial powers, yet despite Kimbangu's arrest and imprisonment, his church has since grown into one of the largest independent churches in Africa. NPR's Jason Bovian was in Kinshasa for the holiday celebrations.
Tens of thousands of people stream into the dusty parade grounds of the Kimbanguist Church in Kinshasa. Everyone is dressed in green and white. The men have removed their shoes and walk in their socks through the dirt. In the thick equatorial heat, many of the kids wear hats declaring Joyeux Noël, Merry Christmas. Several marching bands with tarnished brass instruments play in different parts of the church grounds.
Alors là, on nous apprend que c'est au sixième mois que l'ange Gabriel apparaît à Marie.
Pastor Nlungi Miele Oktar explains that through an exhaustive analysis of the Bible, the Kimbanguist determined that Christ was born in May. The argument is complicated, but centers around the date on which the angel Gabriel visited the Virgin Mary. December 25th, the pastor says, is only 4 months after Gabriel's visit.
Nous savons une chose. Que c'est impossible que l'enfant puisse naître en quatre mois.
So we know one thing, that you cannot deliver after 4 months.
May 25th also happens to be the birthday of the church founder's son. Simon Kimbangu began preaching in 1921. Kimbangu's ministry would only last 6 months before the colonial rulers locked him in jail. But in that half a year, he rechristened his hometown New Jerusalem, outlawed erotic dancing and polygamy, and railed against the Belgian colonialists. Munyanga Dalanga, another pastor in the church in Kinshasa, says people were coming from all over the region to hear the Black Messiah preach.
Et c'est la colère maintenant de la colonisation parce qu'ils avaient peur que cet homme qui commence à dire.
And then they took the decision that for such a man who is starting to create a certain threat, so we should do our utmost to get rid of him.
In 1921, the Belgian Congo was administered by a brutal colonial regime that at times chopped off the limbs of underperforming workers. Dalanga says Kimbangu was an outspoken critic of the colonial system.
Il ne voulait pas faire du mal à qui que ce soit, mais c'est parce que tous les noirs
wanted to put everybody at the same level, and this was not appreciated by the colonizers.
Kimbangu was originally sentenced to death, but the Belgian king commuted his sentence to 120 lashes and life imprisonment. He was sent to a prison 1,000 miles from his home in the east of the country. He died there 30 years later. The Kimbanguist now claim more than 17 million followers worldwide. And this week, they're celebrating Christmas. Jason Bobien, NPR News, Kinshasa.